Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robin. The state announced one new death and 101 new people with COVID-19 in Alaska yesterday. The cases, confirmed as of Wednesday night, were scattered across the state in 18 different communities. 51 are in Anchorage, Fairbanks has 17, North Pole has 4 new cases. Many report they went to social gatherings, community events, church services, and other social venues while they were contagious, but before they knew they had the virus. The total number of Alaska resident cases is 5,466. The total number of non-resident cases is 873. There are 43 people who are in the hospital in Alaska. The newly announced death was a man in his 70s from Anchorage. 40 Alaskans have died so far from COVID-19. A little more than 2,000 folks in Alaska have recovered. Businesses in the Fairbanks North Star Borough will be able to apply for up to $15,000 from the Federal Coronavirus Relief Fund starting Tuesday. The Borough Assembly split the money into 3 distinct pots, one for businesses, one for reimbursing PPE expenses, and one for medical providers. Laura Minsky, CARES Project Coordinator for the Borough, says a new website with the application form and all the rules is live at fnsb.gov/cares.
The website has been updated. The applicant guidance is there. That's kind of the main spot for all the information, fnsb.gov/cares. You can start getting your documents ready. That technical assistance line is open this week.
That phone number for technical guidance is 450-2453. Both that and an email address are posted on the CARES website. The applications will be processed by Information Insights, a private management firm. The Business Interruption Grant, or BIG, is for small businesses and nonprofits who spent more than 25% above their regular expenses or lost more than a quarter of their revenue in the first months of the pandemic. Companies have to be in good legal standing and operate within the Fairbanks North Star Borough boundaries. That includes businesses inside the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole, but companies can't double dip. If they've been reimbursed for a particular expense from another program, say the City of Fairbanks' CARES program, they can't apply for the same reimbursement. The second pot of money is to reimburse companies for buying PPE, personal protection equipment. Businesses can apply for up to $2,500. The third pot is for healthcare businesses, and it won't launch until September 11th. Minsky says there's a lot of confusion about pandemic relief programs, and she encourages applicants to read everything on the website and take advantage of the telephone assistance.
The platform that we're using doesn't allow applicants to apply and save their application and come back. They have to fill out the application in one sitting. We do want to make sure that when people apply, they have everything together before they go online to apply. So that's why the guidance documents should really help them.
Exposure to PFAS from eating fish is the subject of an article written by a group of Fairbanks researchers. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, anglers who eat their catch risk ingesting the chemicals that are linked to a range of health problems, including cancer.
Fisheries biologist Chris Fraley and scientists at the University of Alaska Fairbanks reviewed existing research on fish consumption as a human PFAS exposure pathway. Fraley says there's not a lot of information available, but one study conducted in Sweden provided some insight.
They found that anglers actually had higher levels of PFAS in their body than the general public.
Fraley says that inspired the team to test 2 fish samples from local waters, one from a burbot caught in the Chena River near where groundwater is polluted from historic use of PFAS firefighting foams at Fairbanks International Airport. That sample did not show elevated PFAS levels, but a second sample from a northern pike caught in Pegger Lake, where there's similar contamination from the Fairbanks Firefighting Training Center, did.
The pike had potentially concerning levels of PFAS in it, and that's a lake that could potentially be fished, and there's no fishing advisory set for that lake at the moment, no regulations preventing people catching and eating pike in there.
Fish testing has turned up elevated PFAS levels in a variety of species and resulted in some fishing closures and restrictions in the North Pole and Eielson Air Force Base areas. Fraley emphasizes that a lot more fish testing needs to be done, and pointing to a growing number of PFAS contamination sites locally and statewide, recommends anglers know the areas they fish.
I would go onto the Department of Environmental Conservation website and look at their different GIS web maps of contaminated sites and contamination plumes and get an idea of what the conditions are around the areas where you harvest.
Fraley says PFAS bioaccumulates and biomagnifies in fish, elevating the exposure risk from eating larger, longer-living species.
So if a fish is higher in the food chain, it's going to likely have higher concentrations. A grayling probably wouldn't biomagnify this chemical as much as, say, a very large northern pike.
Fraley currently works for the Arctic Beringia Program, which is launching a pilot study looking for PFAS in subsistence fish collected in Beaufort Sea Area communities. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Students in the Fairbanks area started school online in response to the number of COVID-19 cases locally. But students in two smaller districts south of Fairbanks are attending classes in the school buildings because there have only been a few COVID cases in their communities. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
When a couple of COVID-19 cases were reported last month in the Delta Junction area, the local school district elevated its risk level to moderate, which required, among other things, limits on the number of students attending classes in school. Since then, there haven't been any new local COVID cases, so Delta Greeley School District officials shifted back to the lowest level of risk on Monday, the same day the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District went to code red.
We're past now 2 weeks since the last confirmed case and could move comfortably to a low-risk scenario, and so far it's worked extremely well.
Delta Greeley School's Superintendent Sean Straley says district students are again back in the classroom, but he says most other precautions remain in place, including frequent hand washing and intensive cleaning of the schools, as well as temperature checks and social distancing. But he says masks are not required under either low or moderate risk levels.
We're promoting masks, we're supporting masks, we're encouraging parents to send masks with their children. We have not mandated masks as far as saying you must wear them.
That policy differs from the Denali Borough School District, which has been operating under its lowest COVID risk level since classes began last week.
Face coverings are required for all staff or students or anybody that's in our buildings.
Denali Schools Superintendent Dan Polta says they're monitoring the coronavirus situation locally and elsewhere on the road system, especially Fairbanks and the state's other urban COVID hotspot to the south.
We've been watching that as they've been trending into that high red alert as a community, because we have a lot of connections in Fairbanks, even for like the weekend shopping trip. So we want to be aware of what potential risk is coming from Fairbanks, what's coming from Anchorage, because we have a lot of traffic on the highway.
Polta and Straley say their districts have made other COVID-related changes, especially boosting staff and support for online classes. They say online instruction has worked pretty well in their respective communities, which mostly have good internet service. But they know some households aren't so lucky. So Straley says the Delta Greeley District has teamed up with an internet service provider to help those families.
We worked hard on that last year, helping those folks out, and we have amazing internet providers in town who helped a lot of people.
The Denali Borough District last year began handing out dozens of so-called MiFi devices that serve as a Wi-Fi hotspot and enable internet access through a cell phone connection. He says some households required two MiFis to keep up with the demand for bandwidth. Both superintendents say the demand for online instruction will only grow in the years ahead, but also believe there'll be a newfound appreciation for in-person education after the whole coronavirus ordeal passes.
You know, it's so important to have the students in the building working with our teachers and providing that rich instruction and content.
Those person-to-person connections, the student-to-student conversations, that kind of development of content and knowledge that we do collectively when we're together.
Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
For KUAC Local News, I'm Robin.